Welcome back to Eco Talk, and in this segment we're going to be talking about America's forests, and we'll be speaking actually with the director of a group based in Washington, D.C. called Save America's Forests. Carl Ross began that organization 15 years ago. I'm sure he's been busy. Save America's Forests is a nationwide coalition working to protect and restore natural forest ecosystems. Save America's Forests created the first legislation ever introduced in Congress that would protect and restore the entire national forest system, which is the largest areas of the forest in the U.S. So thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Give us sort of the quick overview, good news and bad news. You know, this administration, of course, it seems like every week there's an attack on clean air, clean water, endangered species, forests, you know, the roadless rule. Give us sort of an update on what's happening, both the positive and negative.
Well, the Bush administration hasn't left out forests from that list you just gave. They've been attacking the national forest very aggressively by undermining the regulations and the laws that govern the national forest, and they are attacking particular areas, for instance, in the Siskiyou National Forest, where some of the largest ancient forests in the Pacific Northwest and Oregon exist. They're trying to log 20,000 acres in a roadless area of ancient forest after a fire, which they shouldn't be logging at all. They should leave it alone. And they're undermining the requirements under the National Forest Management Act, for instance, that required protection of viable populations of species throughout the national forest. So it just, the list goes on.
Well, we should mention that Save America's Forests is an associate partner of EcoTalk. We're proud to have them aboard. And tell us about the importance of national forests per se. I don't think I've ever heard that term. It's usually just forests. But what's a national forest?
National forests are owned by the federal government, which means that all the citizens of the United States own them. And they're very, very important because they actually are 150 national forests in 40 different states, which, if you add up the acreage, is about 190 million acres, which is twice the size of California. So they're actually, the national forests are actually the largest forest areas that exist in large contiguous areas in the whole United States. So they're very important to protect for the future of forests in America.
Now, does the government go after those first, since they're under their purview?
They have for the past century. They were created a century ago, and unlike the national parks, which were created a century ago to primarily protect the park system, the national forests were created, and the effect has been over the past 100 years to supply wood to the timber industry in America. So they've been systematically destroyed over the past century, you know, in a very aggressive manner, using logging the last virgin forests in America. That's what the Forest Service has been up to. They've been using clear cutting, which means that you cut all or most of the trees when you cut a forest, so you actually destroy the forest. And they've been destroying the species on our national forest, the diversity, the natural diversity, and replacing when they plant trees after they clear cut and they plant tree seedlings, they just plant one type of tree in rows over hundreds and thousands of acres. So the national forests now are covered with millions of acres where they clear-cut decades ago, perhaps, that have no trees growing on them because their plantings failed, or they're covered with tree plantations, which are not natural. They're just one type of tree, and they intend to cut them every 50 years.
So what about the Act to Save America's Forests? What's the status of that?
The Act to Save America's Forest, the status is that it's introduced every 2 years in Congress, and we're waiting for a better Congress to hopefully pass it, and of course we need the American people to jump in. But what the Act to Save America's Forest would do is it would remedy all the things we've just been going over. For instance, the Act to Save America's Forest would permanently protect all the roadless areas, all the ancient forest, all the key watersheds, and millions of acres of other specially designated areas throughout the whole national forest system that have the biggest and oldest trees that are the most natural that the Forest Service is still logging. Also, the Act to Save America's Forests would end clear-cutting or any things like that that destroy forests. They wouldn't be able to do any kind of destructive logging. And the third major thing the Act to Save America's Forests would do is that it would require protection of the native species of plants, animals, and the native trees. So they wouldn't be able to plant these artificial tree plantations. They'd actually have to restore all the millions of acres with tree plantations and clear cuts, for that matter, with natural forests that you know, over hundreds of years would grow back to be ancient forests in the future.
We just have a couple minutes left, Carl. So how can our listeners help?
Well, People can call Congress and say, please support the Act to Save America's Forests. They can write to their members of Congress to say, please support. Or they can go to our website, www.saveamericasforests.org, and people can send a free instant letter to their members of Congress, their two senators and one representative, asking them to support the Act to Save America's Forest.
Okay, in our last minute, let's say folks are listening to this in Manhattan or in lots of urban areas around the country, which is mostly where we're broadcast to right now. Why does the forest matter to them?
Well, first of all citizens are paying, collectively, we're paying billions of dollars a year to the Forest Service to destroy our national forests. So your tax dollars are going to destroy the assets you own. But also, the national forests are a place where millions and millions of Americans visit and recreate, and that actually has much more value, both economically and aesthetically. So, if you believe in America, the good things that America stands for, one of the most important things is our natural heritage, and these are the greatest areas of natural heritage that we need to protect and restore for future generations.
I guess you could say Manhattan is the concrete forest. But
yes.
But they're greening the Big Apple, and we've done stories on that. So in the last 30 seconds, you want to repeat that website one more time in case
sure,
I missed
thank
it?
Sure, thank you. It's www.saveamericasforests.org.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Carl Ross, founder of Save America's Forests. He is an associate partner. I should say Save America's Forests is an associate partner of EcoTalk, making it possible. And we hope you've enjoyed this segment, getting us a quick update. There's never enough time to really drill down, but that's sort of the good news, bad news summary. Stay with us. After the news break, we'll be talking about how you can give thanks for the food on your table just in time for Thanksgiving. You're listening to EcoTalk. Stay with us.